7 days a week, 7 different freaks, but I got tired of fucking hoes, so I just smoke and count my cheeks. Watching Godfather, leather couches, flat screens. I say I'm on this marathon. She asked me, what does that mean? Ain't no puffin' pass, please. Roll your own, I do the same. Girl, get on that Marlon Brando and stop trying to pick my brain. Your boyfriend is a lame, that's why you're not used to this game. And if you looking for me, I'll be first class on the plane. X-Nay, my landing gear, cause I don't need no runway. My final destination is the clouds, it's a one-way. Fucking with them streets, ain't no stranger to this gunplay. But now I eat these beats and I'll never take a lunch break. Back to back, switching sweets, never grown no sober shit. Post-traumatic stress, I feel like that's what I'm coping with. So I smoke the best, impossible not to notice this. 30,000 feet up across the Atlantic Ocean, where the back wishes in the box, I ain't even open yet. I'm trying to live my life so when it's over, I got no regrets. Multiply what you approach it with. Got to roll a dice for the first time that you can go legit. Seize the opportunity, believe and take control of it. Then get on your marathon and run it till it's over with. Napa Valley Dolce, my cup runneth over with. My trunk is in my roof, hey, you know who you rolling with.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's iPod King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube, and it's time for episode 10 of the SGM podcast, Sports Games and Music. I got my boy Jay from Up for Discussion in the building, and it's time to talk about sports games and music, man. AJ, bring it in, man.
Yes, sir. What is going on, family? I know we a week late, but baby, we still here. We still here. That's all that matters, yo. And, yo, we got to get right into it, man. Sports. Who just dropped what, half a century on him? Who was that? Who was that kid that did that?
I mean, that was that dude that looked like a rag doll a few nights ago.
I know, you know what I'm saying?
Stephen Curry, man. Look, big ups to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got into that altercation. Luckily, you didn't get suspended for, you know, no games and nothing like that. You came to the Garden and just put a beating on them fools. Even though y'all lost the game, you went 11 for 13 for three, man. Like,
ridiculous. 33 points from three-point land. Like, who does that, man?
Steph Curry.
Like, dog, nobody else but that guy, man. Like, I don't know. Like, the percentage he shot was insane, man. 18 for 28. Like, you only missed 10 shots. Dog.
And, like, it's not like all these shots were open in people's face on a transition, on a break. He was pulling, man. He was feeling it that night. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened between him and Hibbert or whatever his name is. But he said, look, y'all want something to talk about? I'm gonna give y'all a headline. Y'all think, you know what I'm saying? And what's so funny, ever since he dropped that amount of points, nobody has been talking about that altercation that happened between Golden State and the other team. Like,
I mean, like, it wasn't even like that big of a, I don't know, like, I saw the video, and, like, they throw the word brawl around, like, way too easy, man. Like, my definition of a brawl isn't a bunch of niggas, like, pulling on each other and then being pulled apart. Like, I mean, it wasn't even no hands thrown.
I mean, it was definitely a whole bunch of chest shoving match.
Yeah, like, I mean,
the only big thing, like, that everybody noticed was Steph Curry get tossed around twice, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I mean, like, what you gonna do though, man? I mean, he a little dude compared to the guys that was tossing him around. So, I mean, it's only so much you can do.
Exactly.
You're not gonna try to hit nobody because you don't want to mess up your hands, man. Plus, you don't want to get suspended. You don't want to get fined. I mean, it's a lot of things that go into it. Let me ask you this, Carter. If you was on the court, man, what would it take for you to lose your cool? Like, what would a player have to do to make you, you know, just go Superman on him?
An elbow.
Like, elbow anywhere, or like elbow like in the face region?
Elbow above the shoulders, man.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? May it be you trying to box out and you thinking that, you know, you're doing a good job, but some people, it's just the way they play, man. Like, when they're, like, say for instance, if Steph Curry was in that position with David Lee and them. Mm-hmm. Like, if Steph Curry was getting boxed out, it'd have been elbows all up in his face.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
'Cause he a small dude, so it's like, you know, an elbow anywhere, really, it gets you riled up. But an elbow to the face is like, come on, man. Like, it's worse than getting poked in the eye. Mm-hmm. It's worse than getting slapped on the wrist. Like, an elbow to the face is like number one. Like,
because it's going to rock your shit. It's going to rock your skull, man.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if it's the side, the back, the front. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you get hit in your head, the first instinct is, I'm from the hood. I'm trying to fight. Like,
Hey, but this is the thing though. Like when I look at a lot of these cats, man, that be crying over fouls, I'll be like, have y'all ever played street ball before, man? Cause I mean, some of the stuff that we do out on the court, man, it's beyond fouls and people yeah. ain't whining and crying about it, man. So I why do you think dudes get to the league and become Cinderellas, man? Like, come on, son.
Because, man, they doing it for that check, man.
Okay, that's it. That's what it is, man. I guess, man. Where the real dudes at, man? That's ready to stand up, man, and take a few shots. Handle some dudes.
No, man. It ain't the '90s no more, man. I don't know.
No, it's not the '90s no more.
But moving on, we did want to get into a voicemail before we jump into our next topic. It was from the last session of SGM. Him saying young the next Chief Keef or the future he calls himself. But we gonna listen to this voicemail real quick, y'all.
Oh yeah.
Hey, what up, y'all? You know, it's Future Chief Keef. Shout out, what up, man? And, I don't know if y'all recorded yet, but I got to take LeBron. LeBron is going to be one of the greats, no doubt about it. Now, Kevin Durant don't have the complete game like LeBron. Like, Kevin Durant ain't posting nobody else. He's not getting bigger in the paint. You know, he's just a little skinny dude. He ain't doing nothing in the paint. He just going to stand outside and shoot three. He's like a little European boy. He just stay out there and shoot threes. I'll post Kevin Durant up. I'm only 6 feet, 144. I'll post Kevin Durant up. I'll show him how to get big in the paint. But anyway, Kevin Durant don't want to mess with nobody in the paint. LeBron dunk on everybody. LeBron dunk on the whole team. LeBron dunk on his own team. LeBron will dunk on the tallest man in the world. LeBron the Superman, not Ipod King Carter, my player, not Ipod King Carter. It's LeBron.
Wow.
Really, though? That's what we doing now?
Well, what's your thoughts, though, man? Why this dude forever coming at your neck, Carter?
I mean, for him to say he going to post up KD, though, like, my man said he's 6 foot 140, though. Like, come on, man, you're not picking up KD, though. Let's keep it a bean. Like,
KD is a skinny dude. I'm sure he ain't got that much weight on him, but, dog, like, I think KD would body this dude, man.
Exactly. That is outrageous. But speaking of the Miami Heat and LeBron James, yo, Jay, take it away, man. I can't even talk about it. I'm about to start laughing.
We back on the Harlem Shake, man. Like, I mean, we talked about it last show 2 weeks ago, and everybody, I'm sure y'all done heard about it. You done either seen some Harlem Shake videos or something. Well, if you haven't seen the Miami Heat one, this is when you know a viral video has just gone bananas. Like, when an entire basketball organization can get together and film their entire team going insane. Like, I mean, LeBron James is hilarious in the video, man. Like, the faces he making with the robe on and the crown.
Yeah, he was tripping.
And you can't forget your boy D-Wade with the Kanye teddy bear head on with a bright red suit.
I just want to know where Chris Bosh got the cowboy hat and the boombox from.
Yo, but was he in a bathrobe, though?
Son.
What is up with Bosh, man? Like, he is not trying to help his own credibility at all, dog. Like, come on, son.
Nah, man. Yo, did you see Birdman with, like, the butterfly scarf on, though? He was thugging.
I know, like, he looking like he a Vato, man. Like, come on, son. Like,
Mario Chalmers is in a Mario suit.
I know, man. Right? Like, how you gonna Chalmers, do that, though? How you gonna act like Mario and then rock the Mario suit with the big hands, dog?
You got Ray Allen in the Phantom of the Opera suit. Oh, man.
Oh, man. They clowning, dog. They clowning. Yo,
that was a funny video, but I also liked it because it was extended.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everybody just do that one little part and then it's over. They really had LeBron.
It was too many people in there, man. We had to see everybody, so they couldn't just, like, give you the little short version, man. We got to extend it a little bit.
Yeah, they had Norris Cole come through, throw the ball, what is it, between his hand. Like, yo, they was fooling, man. LeBron's face, man. As soon as it went off, I was like, what's the extra seconds for?
Yeah.
And then LeBron popped back on that screen. I was cracking the fuck up. I was like, yo, look at Bull face, though. He tripping.
LeBron is fool-aid, man.
Oh man, that right there is a hell of a topic, man. You got any last words on that?
Nah, man. All I gotta say is if you haven't seen it, go watch it. Y'all know I ain't a huge fan of the Harlem Shake videos, but yo, that's one you definitely need to go check out.
Yeah, all you gotta do is type in, Miami Heat Harlem Shake.
You might not even have to do that. I went to YouTube and it was the top video, like, right on the front page, so.
Oh damn.
You might get lucky.
Oh damn.
It got over 2 million hits.
Yeah, already in like 12 hours.
Dang, dog, that's crazy.
But let's move on to the next topic. All right, this topic right here is bullish or real-ish. Kobe guarantees the Lakers will make the playoffs.
Woo-wee! Like, what y'all think?
Like, now with that topic, we gonna talk about it, but we want you guys to leave us a voicemail at 313-744-3766. Leave us your thoughts, your concerns. You know what I'm saying? You can even leave a voicemail of you laughing your ass off in the background.
Just let us know.
Just let us know. But basically, to me, man, Kobe got his team. He knows who he has to go out there every night, every game, and, you know, go on the hardwood with. So if they can do anything to try to come together as a team, you know, Dwight Howard has to stop tweeting so much and get in the gym. But whatever they can do to get better, man, they really have to, like, get on top of it. You know what I'm saying? I feel just as bad for the Lakers as my Sixers do, man. Like, my Sixers, all I want is them to make the playoffs. But right now, the way that they're sinking, is it doesn't look like a good thing. And the Lakers are just in the same boat, you know, just in a different Pacific and in Atlantic Ocean. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But you know how it is.
Yeah, man. Like, I feel that. I think it's possible. I think that it's real. Like, yo, I don't know. I'm to the point where, you know, if Kobe, I'm not saying everything the man say is truth or is real, but like, yo, man, I feel like if Kobe was like, yo, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna put 80 on y'all niggas tonight, he just might do it. Like, I mean, most people, when they say they're gonna do something, you really got to take it with a grain of salt. But like, we talking about Kobe Bryant missing the playoffs with Dwight Howard and Steve Nash on his team, with Paul Gasol on it. Like, come on, son. Like, how do you miss the playoffs with a team that well put together? Like, whether or not he can get all of these dudes to play together and play like an actual team is something totally different. But you got all the pieces that you need. And if all it takes is Kobe saying, yo, y'all niggas gonna, you know, get it together or we gonna have some problems, I think Kobe can boss these dudes up and, you know, get them to go out there and do what they need to do.
I feel you on that. That's a great, you know, outland explanation of that. But, I guess my final words on it would be, Kobe, if you can guarantee it, if you don't get it, man, you owe me 500. 1,000, nigga.
1,000. I was about to say, just 500? Kobe was like, come on, man. Like, yo, I spent that on sushi last night.
That's what I'm saying.
But yo, I'm gonna end it with this. They number nine. And number nine, he didn't say they're going to finish in the top three. All he said is, I guarantee you we're going to make the playoffs. And to be honest with you, maybe it's just me, but I want to see them land in the seven or eighth seed, because I want to see a great first round matchup with them going either toe to toe with the Spurs or going toe to toe with the Thunder, because it's going to make the playoffs a lot more interesting.
Yeah, definitely. But let's move on to the next topics. These right here are some, like, fan how should we call it, Jay? Like,
this is just like a little taste of football, because, I mean, y'all haven't had any football discussions since Carter and myself decided that we was done with the weekly blitz until next season. So we got a little bit of football talk for y'all, man. Not a lot, just a little tad bit, man. A little bit of, you know, news that's going on with our own personal team. So if you're not a Lion or a Eagles fan, you probably ain't really about to get much coming from us. So if you are a Lions and an Eagles fan, go ahead and feel free to continue to listen up, and everybody else, we'll catch y'all after the break.
All right. Now let's check this one out. First of all, I'm gonna go first real fast. The biggest thing on the Eagles agenda right now is trying to renegotiate Nnamdi's contract. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying that he has to structure his contract totally different from what it is right now, or they may even cut this guy. Now, the way I feel about it,
cutting
him, just straight up releasing him, letting him go. Peace.
Dang.
We holla at you. Like, it's real crazy, man. And then, besides Nnamdi's contract, they're also still trying to figure out if Vic is a starting QB. Like, you got guys on the team saying different things about Vic, and they're not even a coach. They don't even know what's going on in Philly right now,
so,
man.
So you telling me they talking that behind his back? They talking that?
Yeah, man. It's crazy out here, man.
Wow. I hadn't heard nothing about that, man. Like, they question Vic's ability now?
Yeah, I keep up with team streams so much, man. Like, you know, Graham is cutting his weight now so he can play a new role in the Eagles D. Like, you know, you heard about that crazy I don't think it was a commercial. I think it was more of like a meeting or something, like some type of town hall meeting or whatever. But some dude was on the camera and he was like, yeah, he was talking about the Eagles. I think it was O-line or D-line. And he brought some guy up on stage and he was spazzing out like, this is what a defensive tech or offensive tech, some of that nature. He was like, this is what one of these guys look like. And the Eagles, they don't got it. I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, oh, this sucks, but
yo, they going in.
Yeah, but hit them up with a little bit of info from your Lions, man.
Okay, man, my Lions. This is the thing: if you watch the Lions, if you are familiar with the Lions, you know that the one thing that we need outside of, you know, some safeties and, you know, some defensive players is a running back. Man, we thought that we had the running back game covered, man. We got LeSure. He's handling this thing, but we need a speed back, man. And we are in the process of trying to get Reggie Bush when free agency, you know, comes up. And I welcome it. I mean, I don't know how everybody else feel, but I wouldn't mind having Reggie Bush come to the D, man. I mean, it ain't New Orleans. It's not going to be Miami for damn sure. But, you know, Detroit, we would love to have Reggie Bush. I mean, I feel like the Duke can still perform. He can still get it done. And he can score touchdowns, man. And I would love to see Reggie Bush in a Detroit Lions uniform next season, man. I welcome that.
Indeed, indeed.
Hey, but I lied, though, because I do got something else, though. What do you feel about them saying that the 49ers are going for Revis, man? What's your thoughts on that?
To tell you the truth, I'm not even going to lie right now.
Mm-hmm.
Since they lost the chip, they probably desperate for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like even though they were great.
But is you think Revis is desperation? You wouldn't want Revis to come to the Philly?
Like, I don't know, man. Like,
even better question. Like, when you lose the Super Bowl the way that they did, do you feel like you need to reach for straws and grab new players, or do you just feel like you can build up the confidence of your team? Like, what would you do if it was your team? Y'all went all the way. Y'all had a great team. Y'all made it to the final dance, and you just couldn't get over the hump. What would your thoughts be? Would you, if you the coach, if you the owner, Carter, would you be like, yo, we need to rebuild. We need to get some new dudes in here. Or would you be like, yo, I need to go into the locker room and give the best speech that I can give so these guys know that they can make it to that final show again next year?
Nah, they just need to put it like this, man. It's all about the offense. You know, the quarterback himself can't do it. You know, the receivers got to get open. And Baltimore's defense is just, it was just outrageous, man.
Yeah.
Even though they scored like 17 points in like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
The whole first half, it was like, where are these dudes at? Like, did they come to the game at all?
Yeah, man. So, if it wasn't for the halfway blackout, man, like, I think that game would have been a total blowout, son.
Exactly. That's what a lot of people was thinking. But at the same time, they were still putting points on the board as well.
Yeah.
You know, like Baltimore, like Flacco, he ain't no slouch, yo. Like, he's had a better playoff than Brady did. Like,
yeah,
he is not a slouch at all. So when you think of Baltimore,
Flacco been catching hell for like years, man. Like, people have not wanted to get that dude his just due, and like, he can play, man.
Exactly. And now that he got the chip, every time somebody say something about it now, he go, got that ring, though.
I know, right? Hey, yo, you know that dude on YouTube, It's Real 85, that do the videos? Yo, he need to do a Flacco joint, man.
Yeah,
he's saying, like, F all these dudes.
he definitely do that. That'd be hot. I'll probably go message him on YouTube and see if he could. That'd probably be fine.
That dude, he doing his thing, man. Much props. I don't know if y'all know about him, man, but.
All the real bad bitches. I know. Get out.
Yo, man, that Jordan Kobe joint was freaking hilarious, son. Like, I watched that so many times, dog. That's the ring. He was like, yo, man.
What's his track record? How many rings he got? All right. I can't even believe you did that.
That was the funniest part when he got on Durant. He was like, hold on, look at his resume. Nigga ain't got no motherfucking rings. He was like, how dare you bring this nigga into conversation, dog?
Shit, what?
Yo, dog, and then he went ham on LeBron. He was like, yo, man, LeBron keep talking that shit, man. Yo, he gonna have two rings, one on his finger, one around his damn eye.
Hey, that's MJ for you, though. Dog, man. Like, I can really believe that.
Hey, I bet you that's how it really went, though. That's what makes it so funny. I could see Jordan saying everything that he said in that video, son.
Exactly.
But yo, man, I totally got off topic, man. You know I'm always diverting, man. But hit us up at the number, the hotline, 313-744-3766, and answer our sports question, which is, do you feel like Kobe's guarantee that the Lakers are going to make the playoffs is real, or you think that's some BS, y'all? We about to get into this game segment, but before we do, check out this joint by the homie Common. It's called The Next Chapter.
I'm moving, yes, I'm moving on, I'm older, turn it over. I matter when I'm 10 as I begin to grow older. Exposed to the culture, culture that would change me. With the mic check, I paint a picture like Banksy. Concrete rows going through holes and flows. On a paper chase, I found out I was chose. A fetish for clothes, success and blessing the hood. The struggles of an MC progressing through the good. Music for the 90s, 2000s and beyond. It started with me wanting niggas to say he could rhyme. If now it's my time, then now it's forever. Change the world raps and the style is getting better. Revolutionizing, rising above the game again. My career is fading like a DJ on the blimp. Women love the voice, brothers dig the lyrics. This is hip hop, y'all. We thriving for the spirit. OID is in the house. Twilight Tone, he's in the house. Yeah. J Period is in the house. Yeah. Kanye, he's in the house. Yeah. Good music, we in the house. Yeah. J Dilla, he's in the house. And Yo the Roots, they in the house. And Kristen Mills is in the house. Yeah. Calm sense.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's time for the game segment of this SGM podcast. We are finally back. I hope you guys like the song by Common. It's time to hop into a couple topics on the game side of things. I know a lot of people always say, oh, you don't talk about that many games enough. What's going on? You guys need more topics. Well, we got a few topics for you here. And the first topic is, now, this is probably more of a question, so we're going to give you guys a number once again, 313-744-3766. What we want you guys to leave us a voicemail on again is old generation games that need to make a return to next gen consoles. Now, what we mean by this is, did you ever have a favorite game on Nintendo? Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Nintendo 64, Dreamcast, Atari. Did you have any of your favorite games?
Game Boy Color.
Exactly. Do you want to see Pokemon on Xbox? Like, what? You know, so, you know, what we want you to do is, if you guys have any old gen games that you would like to see make a return on next gen consoles, let us know in the voicemail. But right here, we're going to give you our list. Jay, you can go ahead and go first, bro.
Hey, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. It's a lot of games that I like to see, but if I could just, I would bypass every game if I can just get my one game, Killer Instinct, to make a return. Whether it's on PS4, Xbox 899 million. I mean, I don't care what system is on. Yo, if you bring back Killer Instinct, it's over, man. It is over, dude. I need that game back. I just need it back, man.
I think Jay just went off to Richter.
I'm just saying, man. Like, anybody that's ever played Killer Instinct, they know, man. That game was, man, oh, dog. I love that game, man. From Super Nintendo all the way to the N64, man. Like, that was the game, man. Killer Instinct, go. Man, dog. That's the game, bro. That's the game. I don't know what else to say, man. That's the game. Orchard, man. That's all I can say, man. Y'all niggas can't see me with Orchard, man. y'all niggas can't see me, dog.
Alright, well, the most anticipated game that I would like to see come back to these next gen consoles, mm-hmm, is probably going to be something that they need to build a whole lot more, but it would have to be Metroid, yo. Nintendo, that's all I had was Mario and Metroid.
Yo, that's did you know Metroid was a chick?
No, I didn't even know that.
I had no idea. Like, one of my homies was telling me, like it was some code, like, in the old game where you can actually get the person to take off the helmet, and that's how you knew it was a chick. I was like, wow. Who knew?
That's crazy. But for the most part, man, Metroid, it was more of one of those things where you couldn't really go back once you advanced to a certain point in the level. Mm-hmm. But it was action-packed throughout. So to see it come to something like Xbox or PS3 or even PS4, and we'll get into that a little bit later, but just imagine it being a free-roam world, you know what I'm saying, where you had to do missions and you had on that Metroid suit. And, you know, you had that amazing cannon on one arm. Like, yo, that joint would be crazy.
That would be beast, man. With the new graphics, dog, that would be insane, son. That would be insane.
I'm hype already. Cause like, you know what I'm saying? It's a mix of different games right now. Like, if you think about it, you think about something like Halo. Mm-hmm. You think of Crysis 3, which we'll talk about later as well. Like, a lot of those games that, you know, have to deal with in outer space or a new life on Earth and things like that. They definitely, you know, took a couple things from Metroid, you know, nice suits and stuff like that. So.
Like,
we'll see.
If I named another game, like, I would love to see, like, one of the RPGs that I played on Dreamcast, which was Shenmue. And that'd be dope if they brought that back out, man. Like, I haven't played a good RPG outside of, like, Mass Effect in, like, years, dude. But, yeah, just another one I was throwing out there.
Let's see. Do I got another one? I would love to see. I would love to see the Jordan versus game on a new console.
That Remember? Would be dope, man. See, dog, now that I keep thinking of them, now I got more. I would love to see Def Jam video games come back, man. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah, the Icon.
Yes, dog.
That joint be dope on
PS3. I mean,
PS3.
I know that game was on 360, but I would love for it to, like, definitely come back to whatever the new joint is, man. That'd
yeah, have, you have Drake
you
and Chris
imagine,
Brown
like,
really
Trinidad
going at
James
it?
James versus Rick Ross? He you just see? Makes you sweat profusely. Like, that's the finishing move.
like all this, I'm going to take you down. Drake talking about we started from the bottom now, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, did you see the new meme of that with The Rock?
No.
Are you hold up, you haven't seen the I started from the bottom meme with The Rock, my nigga?
No.
My God. It's The Rock at the top. You know how he usually had a mic in his hand. He asking, he was like, so Drake, where did you start from? And then, like, they got a picture of Drake in the left-hand bottom corner. And he, like, I started from the bot. And then, like, he was about to finish saying it. And then the third picture is The Rock. Like, it doesn't matter where you started from. Like, that shit is hilarious, dog. You got to see that shit.
Oh, my God. I got to see that, John. I'm going to try to push that, John, a little bit later.
You got to look for that, man. I'm telling you, dog. I saw that. I was dying this morning.
Yo, that's tripping out. Right, but, yeah, guys, definitely leave us a voicemail. The number will be in the description as well.
Yes, sir.
But let's move on to a brand new game that just recently came out. Crysis 3. To tell you the truth, I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I saw a few trailers. I even downloaded a little demo, you know.
Yo,
and I got a little
cray, man. I've been crazy. Watching the homeboy Big Snacks videos, man. Like, them graphics is crazy.
Yo, I just got one question. You know what I'm saying? I was watching X Chase Money video, mm-hmm. and he was over Twitter. He was like, so how do you see these dudes with these Crysis suits on? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because the cloak, like, you can't see nothing. Like, these dudes can, like, on some Predator shit. Like, it's like, if I got a game like Crysis 3, yo, I would probably be going absolutely insane. Like, I'd be like, yo, I can't kill nobody and I die every second. Get bow and arrows between the eyes.
Hey, look, like, you being teabagged and you don't even know it. I can't see him, but I feel him.
Like, I feel like Crysis 3... It's not to say that it's anything like it, but it reminds me something like Metal Gear. You know what I'm saying? Remember when Metal Gear was out and, mm-hmm. you know, I wish they brought Metal Gear back, yo. Like, real rap. Like, I wish they brought Metal Gear back to full effect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't make it the same old dude. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it the same old guy. Bring somebody new into the mix. You know what I'm saying? Another clone or something like that.
Yeah.
No, I would love to see something like that. But, do you have any thoughts on Crysis 3?
I think the graphics are insane. I actually haven't played it yet, but I would definitely love to get my hands on that game. Like, just looking at the graphics, how you said, being able to put the invisible cloak on and just mess around with people. Like, I think that would be outstanding, man.
That'll just be OD. But I guess, moving on to the next topic in games. Yes, we have more topics. Yes. Let's talk about PlayStation.
PlayStation.
Man, the PlayStation used to be my joint, man. Like, I never thought I would have an Xbox. And, you know, the reason I have an Xbox now is because, to me, I thought that Grand Theft Auto will always be exclusive to PlayStation. So it wasn't no question in my mind. Like, when I can afford it, I'm buying a PlayStation 3. And then it was like, Grand Theft Auto will be on PlayStation and Xbox. And I was like, oh, snap. Now I actually have to do some research which console is going to be the best.
Exactly.
And, dude, I do not regret getting the Xbox any at all. And even though I've had, like, four Xboxes, yes, because Red Rings of Death and all types of craziness, man. But I still don't regret it, man. I love it. The online play is outstanding. And I'm supposed to be talking about PS4 right now. But I guess you can kind of see. Like, I don't know. Like, PS4 is going to really have to convince me. Like, they're going to have to get some exclusive games. And I think that's where these consoles have messed up. They have gotten rid of exclusive games, man. You have to force people to want your console. Like, come on,
son.
Well,
they still do have the exclusive games. It's just
game. Like, think about it. If they was like, Call of Duty is only going to be on PS4. Everybody going to get a new PS4.
That'd be crazy.
Hey, what if somebody was like, yo, NBA 2K is exclusive to Xbox now? Like, dude, like, we going to go buy that new Xbox and be like, forget PS4.
Exactly. You already know I would.
I'm sorry, man. See ya. I think exclusives is where it's at, man. You got to have exclusive games. And it can't be like no games that people would pass on. It got to be games that we want, that we really desire and need in our lives, man. Like, think about it. Those are the games you want. Those are the games that make you buy consoles, man. And I feel like that's the best way to do it. Like, you cannot just be like, PS4 is coming out. You got to be like, yo, PS4 is coming out, and these games is going to be exclusive. And then you look at those games and be like, I got to go get a PS4.
Exactly. I feel the same way. Now, my thoughts on PlayStation 4, the controller alone is sick as hell.
Yeah. That joint look cray-cray. Like, what is that screen, dog? I really didn't, like, read too much in it. Is it supposed to be, like, touch-activated or something, right?
Yeah, it's a touchpad.
That's crazy,
now,
dog.
They calling it the DualShock 4. Now, it got the 6-axis, of course. It got the touchpad. It got different, options button, a share button. You know what I'm saying? It triggers are a little bit different. The triggers are more like a Xbox trigger now. Yo. But, you know what I'm saying? Like it pokes out more. Now, like, it also has, like, some blue lit thing at the top of it. Like, the controller, I'm not even going to lie to you. It looks like an Xbox controller. Like, no lie. Real shit. Like, it looks it looks more like an Xbox controller. Like, it fits the grip of a real man's hand, like, you feel me?
Of a real man's hand.
Yeah, like real rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? It got a camera, you know what I'm saying, coming through that joint.
They got,
like,
a camera on the controller?
Let me see. I say PlayStation camera for PlayStation 4, my bad, but
okay, I'm about to be like,
I think you might be able to control a camera with just the joystick alone.
That'd be dope. Like, then you can have POV videos and stuff. Y'all, that would change the YouTube game all the way up, man. Raging at an all-time high.
Yes, sir. And they also got a couple new exclusive games that's dropping. Like, they're trying to promote with these games. Like, if they would be promoting.
What are these exclusive games? Because that goes back to what I was talking about.
It's like a, you know what, I'm gonna leave the link in the description because I'm not sure how exclusive they are. Mm-hmm. But like, PlayStation is using these games to be like, oh, witness greatness, you know, these games are coming out. But if they had like God of War and Uncharted mm-hmm. up here, it would you know, make it 10 times better. But they don't, of course.
Yeah.
But I may get a PlayStation 4. I'm not totally sure. I'm not even totally sure if I'm gonna get an Xbox 720. Like,
Come on, Carter.
But look,
Carter.
Look, though.
Carter, you know you're gonna do it, man.
I'm lying. You're right. But I'm gonna wait though. I'm gonna wait till like a different couple gens come out, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say like the third or fourth batch that, you know, come out like probably like,
oh yeah, man. Like, I don't think I've ever bought a system like as soon as it dropped.
Like, I don't want all them bucks.
Yeah. I don't know. I ain't one of them dudes that always been like banked out with the cash flow like that. Like, I always had to save up to get it. I'm for real.
Like me, man.
I'm for real, son.
I'm like,
I don't know if I told the story of how I got my my PS2 to y'all. Like, yo, I worked the job solely for that game. And as soon as I bought the game, used my store discount, I quit. Didn't I tell y'all about, I think I told y'all about that.
That's crazy. That's OD. I'd have stayed. I would have stayed.
Hey, Carter, I know you about to hate me for this, man. And it's gonna make the show go longer, but I got to ask you. I think this is the best segment to kind of include it in, is have you heard about Google Glass?
Yeah, I think I did hear about that.
What's your thoughts, man? That looks like it is going to be sick, son.
I think personally, like, what's going to happen is people are probably going to be like, how should I say? Like, it's hard to say because, like, with Google Glass, like,
could you just like, picture all right, this for a
let's
minute.
Put it, let's put it like this. If designers got behind this, like Ray-Ban, Gucci, yes. Luke, like if they got behind it, then it would go fuck. Like everybody in their mind would have them.
Mm-hmm. And the price would quadruple, man. Okay, yeah. Hold on. Let me do this. If people don't know what Google Glass is, Google has developed a pair of glasses that you can put on your face and they capture video. They capture pictures, and it's all voice activated. So it's like whatever you see, you can record it instantly just by saying, right now, if I'm watching this and I'll be like, record SGM podcast. It's me and Carter talking, and it'll let you see what I see. You know what I'm saying? And it's ridiculous, man. You could take pictures like I watched the video, and they show people like jumping out of planes and, you know, taking pictures like that and, you know, going on trampolines and doing all types of outlandish stuff, like jumping a snowmobile, just craziness. And it's ridiculous and it's dope. And I totally agree with what Carter said. Like, if you get these brands to get behind it, it's a wrap, man. Everybody and their mama gonna want some Google Glasses, man.
Yes, sir. All right. We went over a lot, you know what I'm saying, in the game segment. This is the first time that the game segment has been over like 10, 15 minutes, yo.
Yeah. I mean, we got to show y'all some gaming love. I mean, remember though, man, we didn't drop a show last week like we promised. So I feel like it's only right that we give them a little bit more content this week.
Yes, sir. And, next up in the sports, we want to talk to you guys about March Madness. Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. We're in games, so March Madness, isn't that a... No, we're actually talking about a gaming tournament called Sports Commentator March Madness, guys. This is something that I'm hosting personally on my channel. Me, Wazenow, XG's Money, regular Dave 2975, came up with this crazy idea to get the sports community bumping, man. And this is something that you guys definitely want to bear witness to. The link will be in the description for it. The tournament actually starts... today. You guys will be listening to this podcast and videos will already be uploaded, so be sure, you know, the gist of it is it's a 64 commentator tournament, just like NCAA March Madness, but with a little spin on it. You know, we're going to be taking it all the way down to, you know, the final two, man. It's going to be great. You guys are going to love it. I'm sorry if you're just now finding out about it and you couldn't apply, but you know, we already got the submissions, we already got the commentators, and everything is about to start it up, man. So be sure to stop past my channel. I will have a playlist for it and make a show. And all you got to do is, you know, just click the link and find out more about it. But, you know what I'm saying, Jay, you got any thoughts on it before we get into the music segment?
Of course I do, because, you know, a lot of people feel like this is SGM and Carter is just going to tell us what we already heard about SGM. But no, people, see, that's why you got Jay on this podcast. Carter, I'm coming at you right now, and you got to give me answers. Who are your top favorites right now to win this competition? I need to hear it.
I'm sorry, I can't release
we are not moving on until you tell me three people that's big names that you feel like got the power to take it, and three people that you feel like can be Cinderellas in this thing. Let me know, man.
I can't do it.
You got to, man. Come on.
I can't do it. Carter, I ain't got no bias in me, man.
Carter, it ain't about bias, man.
It ain't about bias, dog. Listen, like, people's commentary is what speaks for them. You know, I'm not worried about a person's sub count, you know, if it's too big or too small.
That's what I'm saying. It's just me and you, bro.
It's not just me and you.
It's just me and you, Carter. Carter, for real. It's just me and you, man. Like, I'm not saying who is going to win. Like, these people might not even make it out the first round. I just want to know, like, for you, like, the people that's in there, man, who do you think could, you know, sneak up and take it? And who do you feel like is going to be able to get in there and, you know, hold it down that people would probably expect to do so?
Any and everybody.
Carter,
man.
I mean, it's not like you not even in it. So it's not like you're going to be in it. Carter,
that's the point.
Like,
I'm a judge. You know what I'm saying? Until Judge Day, man, I can't speak on it.
Carter, man, you just gonna leave me hanging like that?
I'm sorry, man.
Come on,
man.
Dog, you gotta give me something, Carter. Like, I'm not. I see. This is the thing. Like, I know that Carter is a stand up dude. Like, no bias in you. But I know it ain't. I know you're not gonna allow any type of things to come when it comes to judging or none of that, man. Like, you keep it 100. I'm just curious to know, like, who you feel is going to at least give me, like, the Cinderella pick, okay? Because I know people going to be one of the big names. But who do you feel like that people might not know that could actually get in this tournament and actually, you know, light this thing up? Not actually even win it. Just, you know, get people to notice how good they do what they do.
It's like 30 of them, yo.
Well, Carter, come on, man. Carter.
I can't do it, man.
Come on, Carter. Like, dude, this is what SGM is for, man. This is supposed to be like the exclusive scoop.
We can talk more about this after round one.
What's that?
Insane. We could talk more about this after round one. Nobody has seen a video from anybody yet.
I know, and that's the beauty of it.
I can't speak on it because the judging hasn't happened yet. You know what I'm saying? I gotta let people's videos speak for themselves.
I just wanna know who you feel like has a lot of potential. That's it.
All right, let me put it to you this way then.
Go for it.
When guys submitted videos to us, we didn't go to their channels and watch multiple videos. We just watched one video that they sent in.
I know. And
so it's like you can never tell a person from one commentary. You know what I'm saying? People were sending us videos from months back. And have, you know, probably stepped it up here and now, you know, so I can't really decide on what Cinderella guy or one of the bigger commentators that's allegedly supposed to hold it down. All I can say is when Judgment Day comes, that's when you'll hear my answers because we going to be real thorough with the judging. Like, it's not just going to be, oh, this guy won and moving on. We all going to give our reasons why this person won.
Okay. Well, Carter, tell me this.
Yo.
Somebody that didn't make it in. That you feel like they should have been there?
Probably it would either have to be, let's see, either Kato HQ or Young Quavo.
And what was it about these two individuals that, you know, you saw some potential there?
2K commentators, different type of editing, storylines. But you know, it's not just up to me on who gets in. You know,
oh no, I don't want to know why they didn't get in. I mean, this is focused on the fact that these are two people that you know have the potential to hold it down, and it's just that, you know, luck of the draw, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it wasn't totally up to you. And much respect, man. I feel like those dudes need to, you know, continue to grind out, continue to do what y'all do, man.
So, indeed.
Much respect, dog. I know, man. We got it cracking. It's time to move on to the music segment. But before we get into it, we got this track by the homie Joe Budden. It's called She Don't Put It Down, the remix.
Baby like a girl, I don't even waste a magnum on her. Clean up amazing, I appreciate the fashion on her. Bad than a motherfucker, ain't too many passing on her. Only right I pick her up the way she got a wagon on her. When I'm on that road, don't get them box when I'm in town. Not unless it's for the threesome, if it's popping, she'll be down. No, these other jokers be staring, but I stop when I'm around. Cause to get inside them jeans, she be hopping up and down. Let the world know that she ride, they think eventually we'll break up. And I love it when we argue, cause eventually we make up. I mean, I be fighting fuck, we fucking fight, we fuck some more, ain't fucking ain't shit.
know that she could crash here. Them other bros is other bros. All of them is last year. Can't get mad, I'm just stating facts here. Word, word, word. Trippin' off the past, I would rather never mind them. Cause only fools trip over something that be behind them. And yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery. She here at the present time, it felt like a gift when she put it down, down, on the way down. You could get down, but can you stay down? Shout out to the ladies with your down asses that keep a tight circle in them round asses. At the crib, it's just us, nigga. Fuck me so good, make me not trust niggas. That's my shit, I'm overprotected. You want that good shit, you know where your connect live. Told my ex, don't be bitter, be better. I replace her before I regret her. Text is now and then, that question how I been. The hook sound like a message I was sent.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's time for the music segment of this SGM podcast. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys like that song by Joe Budden. But now it's time to hop into the music, man. You know, it's always laughter. It's always seriousness. It's always, you know, just us going on total rants about what's happening in the music industry nowadays, man. And the first topic up today is French Montana has officially been shot at in a drive-by shooting in, not let alone of all places, Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
As a black man, I am just, ugh.
Like, my whole thing is, drive-bys is back, though. Like, we back to that coward, shoot up innocent people. Like, I don't even know if this dude was the target. I don't know whoever the target was. Like, drive-by, though? Like, I mean, come on, son. Like, I'm really getting sick of, like, dudes going for the guns, dog. Like, what happened to just throwing hands or talking it out as men, dog? Like, I don't know, man. I just feel like that's a punk move, man. And I want to cut you off. What were you saying?
Nah, it's just, I can't stand this shit, man. It's the world we live in, boy.
I don't get it, man. Like, I mean, we hear it all the time, man. You know, almost every rapper I know has a song about shooting and killing somebody. And it's just, like, I don't know, man. Like, yo.
My thoughts. Let's put it like this, guys. Stop listening to these goddamn rappers, man. These dudes don't live that life.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got dudes out here swearing to God they Chief Keef. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, bang, bang. Like, come on, man. All you're going to do is end up with yourself in jail somewhere, even where it's probably dead. You know what I'm saying? Because you out here trying to live a life that these dudes, nowadays when you listen to music, guess what they're doing now? They're clubbing. They're taking drugs. They're trying to kill themselves with Molly. You know what I'm saying? And they want you to do that. They want you to kill off your race. You know what I'm saying? Killing off the human like species. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now, you got French Montana. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be from New York. He be down in Miami a lot. He be hanging with Rick Ross. We talked about Rick Ross in our last one.
Yep.
You know, the fear for his life. Now you got French Montana being in the same scenarios. When in fact, Meek Mill was on Instagram like, yo, we gonna turn up tonight. French Montana in the building. But he gets shot at after he does a show.
Yeah.
Like, is that what we doing now? People? Like.
And it's just like, I don't know. I feel like both people are partially to blame. And when I say both people, I'm referring to the artists that, you know, try to portray that they live a certain type of life, and then to the individuals that actually want to test them. Like, for the rappers, like, why do you feel like you have to go and pretend to be something that you're not? Oh, I just realized that's the only way that you can make it nowadays. That's the only way you're going to get the fame and the money, is to pretend to be somebody and something that you're not. And then for the people that will actually go and try to test these people, either by trying to rob them for their chain or actually shooting and trying to kill them, what are you thinking? You know this person is not about that life, man. Like, you know it. Because you about that life. Obviously, if you dumb enough to go load up a gun, jump behind a wheel, and go fire at will into a crowd of people looking for one person. Like, it's just ridiculous, man. People not using their brain, dog. That's what it boils down to. Not using their brain. They not thinking it through.
Exactly. I feel the exact same way about that, man. And what makes it so bad, when you kill an innocent... Like, just imagine, all right, we know it's late night, we know it was a club, but just imagine, you know, you had the heart to do something like that in the daytime.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You shoot a woman or child. You know what I'm saying? You ending the process of life right there. Just imagine you shoot a pregnant woman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
People just don't, they just don't think when they do stuff, man.
I mean, it's kind of obvious, though, to a certain extent, because these same individuals are the ones that are impregnating women and bringing children into the world. Like, as fast as they'd take a life, they'd give a life. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. Like, the same way that dudes recklessly run up in females and leave their seeds in them, and then a lady produces a child and they don't want to take care of it, it turns into one of these little badasses that's running around pulling out guns on people and killing them and taking their life away. And it's just like a terrible cycle, man. Like, because people have no respect for life. They don't have respect for giving life because they don't understand the power of bringing a child into this world and all that comes with it, the responsibility that comes with that. And people don't understand when it comes to the power of a life when they decide to take it. Taking somebody's life, man, that's like the ultimate power trip right there. The ultimate power trip. You cannot even bring somebody back from life, but you're willing to take their life. Like, not thinking it through, man. Not thinking it through.
Yes, yeah, totally outrageous. But let's move on to the next topic, guys. We're going to get up out of that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to move into something a little bit more, you know, I guess you could say lighter. More funny, lighter. You could put a little bit of laughter behind it. But one of the last episodes was kind of hilarious. And I'm going to tell you why. The topic is Love and Hip Hop. If you haven't watched Love and Hip Hop, it's one of those not reality TV shows. Even though they try to make it out to be like a reality TV show, we know it's scripted. Mm-hmm. We know certain things happen for a reason. Now, on one of the latest episodes, if you guys don't know who Mendeezy is, basically, that's Yandy's dude, boyfriend, soon-to-be husband or whatever. They actually had got kicked off the show because of a rape charge or a child molestation or some type of charge that Mendeezy was supposed to have. But the charges were, I think, either dropped or it didn't hold up in court. So I'm not sure if they'll be back on Love & Hip Hop. But in the last two episodes, it highlighted their relationship. Now, in their relationship in the past 2 weeks, Mendeezy's basically choked out Yandy's cousin for putting up Instagram pics of Yandy's ass on Instagram. Like,
hold on, what? He choked out a man or a woman?
A man.
Now, I mean, I don't know what to think about that, because I'm like, if he choked out a woman, that's like, damn, what's wrong with this brother? But then, like, a man, like, dog, Carter, would you allow another dude to choke you out?
Nah, man, I listen, I'll be like, seriously, the way the episode went, Mendeezy's basically, he went at bull first before he could even get
that
a chance.
Name, though, like, I'm sorry, though.
Yeah, the name is crazy. You know, like, name is crazy. Like, his name is
Dumb, man. Like, yeah, man, you can't call me that, dog. We like, had to shorten it, man. Just call me him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't even shorten Mendeezy's. Like, I can't even say
like,
it.
That's too much crazy. Like these nuts, man. Like, man, these nuts over here clowning, man. He clowning.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but basically, what happened was, Yandy is one of the highlights of the show this year. Mm-hmm. And, she just had a baby and she was working out. Mm. Now her cousin is supposed to run like a little workout, type of video solution center, whatever. Mm-hmm. And part of his business is putting his people that he work out with on Instagram. Okay. But in these Instagram pics, like, this your cousin, you got her bent over on a bench. I think she was doing like dumbbell raises or something like that. Like her ass all, you know what I'm saying, just all over the Instagram and you just putting it, that's your cousin though. You know what I'm saying? Like I could feel how the boy Deezy's or whatever his name is, he was feeling. He basically asked him, could he take the pictures down? And a dude kind of buff, like he used to play football or something. So
her cousin, the other dude,
her cousin and shit, right?
Okay, so you telling me some big old Rockwaller personal trainer dude got choked out by a dude named D's Nuts?
That's real shit, though. That's real shit. But, like, yeah, he choked him out, you know what I'm saying? And he stole him and everything, tried to kick him and everything. And he was like, basically, in the next episode after that, they basically had to squash it because, you know, they going to be family soon. So the shit was just crazy to see an episode, a bull really choking out a bigger bull. Like when you look at the situation, like, you like, man, this bull about to get trashed.
Yeah.
Like, and then he end up choking the shit out, boy, like all over Instagram picked up. Like, yo speaking of Instagram.
I understand that, man. Like, why you snapping pictures of your cousin's ass, though?
That's crazy.
Like, I don't know. Who about that life, dog? Like, come on, son.
Obviously that trainer.
Like, that ain't right. Like, it's something weird there, man. Like, I mean, I understand you know if somebody in your family attractive, dog, but, man, you don't be checking out your kinfolk like that, man.
Exactly.
Like, you got the camera all in their butt cheeks, man. Come on, son.
Thong out and everything.
That's nasty, man. And the fact that she let him take that picture, too, man, I can't even slide on that, man, because she responsible for that, too, man. Why you got your cousin face all up in your butt? Like, come on, son.
Nah, it's not even that. Like, alright, if she working out, she can't see nothing that's going on behind her.
I mean, you don't see a nigga with a camera aimed at your booty? Like, you can't see.
Nah, you doing a workout, you facing forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, she facing forward and you know what I'm saying? And raising a dumbbell while she on the bench. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can't see behind.
Almost every gym, like, filled with, like, walls full of mirrors?
I guess, but, like, that shit was crazy.
Like, yo, I'm just saying, like, yo, if she knew he was back there snapping pics of her booty, like, I mean, but I don't know, man. I guess, then again, we know about the thirst of Instagram, man. Like, man, it's crazy out there. It really is, man. These females put themselves all the way out there. And I think that's kind of leading into the next topic, right?
Yo, that stuff is crazy, though, man. But speaking of Instagram, yo,
yes.
Now we all know beef can always come from Instagram. But did you know the funniest, like, hashtags out there on Instagram? Like, this one Instagram tag that I've liked for a while now. I even use it on Twitter.
What's that? I just picked up my phone so I could put it in.
Y'all gotta chill. If you type in "y'all gotta chill" on Instagram or Twitter or something like that, it's always the craziest looking pictures in the world. Like, people really be going OD. Like, speaking of one, like, yeah, Jay, I know you know one about the boy Cameron, yo.
Yes. Yes.
Speak on that, man, while we searching these hashtags.
Yo, this man Cameron, he went and put a picture of a shorty busting a nut in a bathtub or hot tub or something. And here's the kicker, y'all. It ain't a jump off. It ain't a side piece. It's his fiance. This dude got his fiance making this squirt face in a hot tub, riding on him on his Instagram. And last time I checked, the picture's still up. He ain't even taking it down. It's like, yeah, this my shorty and this is how she busting. And I don't know, man. Like, I see dudes taking pictures of their jump offs and chicks that they just, you know, have absolutely no respect for. But this is supposed to be your wife, man. Probably at some point the mother of your children. And you out here taking pictures of her, having sex, catching a nut. And where's the intimacy, man? Like, where's the privacy? Like, come
There's
on,
none.
Man.
He might come out with a video, you know what I'm saying, throwing a Dougie on that shit one day.
Like, I just really don't get it, man. It's like, they going in too crazy, man. Going in too crazy.
That's wild, though. That's wild. But, yeah, man, if you want to see some funny stuff, you could definitely go on Twitter. Hashtag y'all gotta chill. It's so many different stuff. Like, you don't even have to put the hashtag in, man. Just put y'all gotta chill. It's so many different pictures. Like, yo, remember when Rondo had got injured, yo, and mm-hmm. he was like, yo, everybody was like, man, he caught that D-Rose.
Yeah.
That's all I saw. Y'all got to chill, hashtag. Like, them Jones is crazy, yo. Like, it was out of the line, yo.
Yo, that boy is nuts, man.
we do want to, you know, we want to get up out of here and let you guys go back to your regular days. But final thoughts on this podcast, man. We definitely had fun. Remember, if you want to leave us a voicemail, leave it at 313-744-3766. I'm going to let Jay take it out, man. Let him do what he do. I'm going to holler at y'all later. Y'all can Google me. I ain't nobody.
Yeah, man, like, we really appreciate y'all tuning in. Like, we love the feedback. We love all of the voicemails and the comments that we get. And we hope y'all continue to show us love, man. If you like this podcast, please go to the iTunes store. Leave us a 5-star review. If you're listening on Stitcher Radio, please add us to your favorites. Hit the like button. Share this podcast. Tell people about it so we can get the name out there and get it cracking, y'all. I hope y'all enjoy all the music. We're going to leave y'all with this track by T.I. It's called Memories Back Then. Until next time, man. It's your man, Jay. I want all of y'all to stay blessed, live, and love life.
Deuces!
In my apartments a long time ago, I knew a bad bitch, but she was kinda slow. Still gave it up when there's a few of us. She let me finger fuck her on the school bus. We used to cut school with her, run train. She wanna hang with her, we want one thing. Jet penetrating that dope, dawg. She choke on it like smoke, dawg. But whenever I fucked up, my re-up in a dice game, I go see her. She'd give me enough to buy a quarter ounce and then blow a blunt of that reefer. She used to buy a nigga new sneaker, pay the bill on my beeper, just so she could pay me for the 69, and I know it's time to go freak her. Then one day I just asked her, why you always getting ass up? I mean, damn, me ho get paid, all you do is get laid, this shit don't add up. She say, till all I wanna do is feel love, even if I know it ain't real love. Even if I know a nigga only finna hit it, then never call back, I still fuck. And that fucked up, she so trill, I need some, she go still. When the trap hot and police ride, nigga, get where we go chill. For about 4 years, she held dope for my 4 pounds till it go down. I remember shouting, she stayed down, I won't say her name cause she married now.
Lights go out and I'm in my bed. I think of all the madness in my head. Oh, all of the things that I did back then. Oh, when I'm in my bed, I think of all the memories I've had. Oh, all of the things that I did back then.
Wait, hold up, it's you with them big old thighs after school. J305, I gave me high five when I said I'm in high pursuit. You said I won't ride until Kendrick drive a new Monte Carlo that cruise. And that shot my pride, I tried to improv, but no freestyle, I never do. You're looking for the nigga with the tallest fetty. You're overlooking every nigga that ain't quite ready to make it rain on you like I'm about to break a levy. Hold up, that pussy petty. Yeah, your nail did, your head did, your cell phone is selfish. It only got numbers that come with a Hummer, her new prima donna, I smelled it. Tried to make you mine, tried to make some time, but I ain't got the time or the patience to stop and wait in line. Her dreams, hopes, Versace, she fought for Armani. Only deal with rich niggas, fuck you and Mick Romney. I'm grown now, I'm on my own now, I'm poppin'. Change my phone now, when I get home now, I got options. Fast forward, wait, is that you? With them big old thighs after school, and your 3 kids and 3 baby daddies in car note, that's overdue. I know.
When the lights go out and then